We've seen that scores have been killed as Egypt's security forces have attacked citizens of supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. The Muslim Brotherhood had earlier stated at least 800 people have been killed. The Brotherhood is now saying that the hospital sources say the death toll has risen to 2,200 with thousands injured as the Egyptian security forces attack supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi in the capital, Cairo, and also in other cities across Egypt. Two major sit-in camps, the Al Nahda sit-in camp in Giza and the Rabah Al Adawiya camp in Rabah Al Adawiya Square in Nasser City, east of the Cairo governorate, have been attacked by the security apparatus as of this morning. In other developments, the supporters of ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi set a church ablaze in the Egyptian capital, Cairo. We're seeing havoc and chaos unfold on the streets of the Egyptian capital. Live footage we had earlier also showed that smoke was engulfing the Nahda Square, which, according to reports, has completely been cleared by the security forces. There are reports of tear gas, birdshot being used, even live ammunition, according to some eyewitnesses in some parts of the Egyptian capital and in and around some of the sit-in camps. Egyptian security forces have moved in to clear the two protest camps occupied by the supporters of the ousted president, Mohamed Morsi. We've got reports of demonstrations taking place in many cities all across Egypt, in Alexandria, in Giza, in Aswan, on the streets of Cairo. Many are describing the situation as unbearable right now. Main roads have been blocked, train services have been halted. We've been seeing the scope and the level of violence, what many are calling a broad and a convoluted crackdown on the protesters and demonstrators. Some have described this widespread crackdown as a quote-unquote massacre. The Muslim Brotherhood has also called for all Morsi supporters and even all Egyptians to take to the streets to denounce the violence against the pro-Morsi sit-in camps. There are various reports about the number of casualties, but so far, according to reports coming from the Muslim Brotherhood, the Rabah Al Adawiya Hospital says that 2,200 have been killed and 10,000 injured. Now, that scope of injured and killed is quite mind-boggling regarding it's just happened in a matter of hours. As you can see, violence and carnage is still unfolding on the streets. The clampdown started in the early hours of Wednesday after weeks of warnings by the military-installed Egyptian interim government. Of course, a few days ago, a deadline was announced for the protesters to clear their camps. The protesters, however, are adamant with their demands. They want President Mohamed Morsi, the first and only democratically elected president of Egypt, to be reinstated, and they want the constitution to be reinstated. They want a democratically elected government to be installed to run the country after President Mohamed Morsi was deposed by the military. An interim government was installed in early July, and the demonstrators, the pro-Morsi demonstrators, have been taking to the streets ever since to show their disapproval of what has taken place in Egypt. That's a panoramic view of the skyline of the Egyptian capital, Cairo. You could see plumes of smoke rising to the air, reminiscent of the videos and footage we saw earlier in the day of what took place in the Al Nahda sit-in camp, where bulldozers were brought in, armored personnel carriers were brought in, the security apparatus used heavy-handed tactics to clear the demonstrators' protest camps and sit-ins. Of course, the Rabah Al Adawiya sit-in camp, which is a much larger sit-in camp and protest camp, that the one that took place in Nahda has still not been completely cleared out. Our correspondent earlier we spoke to speculated that clearing out the Rabbah camp won't be as easy and as swift as the one that took place in Al-Nahda. Of course, the Muslim Brotherhood has called on its protesters to take to the streets to prevent the clearing out of the camp in Rabah al-Adawiyah, and the Muslim Brotherhood has also called on demonstrators all across Egypt to take to the streets and denounce the violence that is taking place against the pro-Morsi supporters who've been camped out for weeks on the streets of the Egyptian capital, Cairo.